The Europe and Asia epoxy resin markets are pretty dynamic at the moment. Supply is short and prices are spiking rapidly. I'm Heidi Finch, Senior Editor covering the European epoxy resins market, and I'm joined by Ateng Lim, my colleague in Asia who covers epoxy in that region. We are here to discuss the short and spiking epoxy markets in both Europe and Asia and the near-term outlooks for both regions. So the Europe and Asia epoxy markets have both been in shock. Supply is short, demand is rebounding, and prices are rising rapidly. Ateng, as Asia is a key reference point for the rest of the world, can you tell us how the China and FOB Northeast Asia market is in November so far? What are the main talking points this month?
Hi, Heidi. Yes, it has been an extremely bullish time for Asia in November. Domestic China yuan prices had jumped up more than 35% within weeks after a domestic outage at the end of October. US dollar denominated FOB Northeast Asian prices have also moved in tandem, and it is now at a 2-year high. In summary, this Chinese outage has hit Asian supply situation very hard at a time where regional demand is growing with post-coronavirus economic recovery.
Thanks, Ateng. So pretty challenging. Any effect from feedstocks on epoxy at the moment?
Yes, indeed. Asian epoxy makers have been dealing under cost pressures for some time now, especially from the BPA market, the bisphenol A market, where CFR China prices have nearly doubled between July and November.
Thanks, Ateng. In terms of epoxy slowdown in December this year, do you think it's likely? And I know it's the million-dollar question, but when do you think supply could start to ease in Asia and volume be more available both domestically and for export?
Well, indeed, that's a million-dollar question. The China outage incident may stretch for quite a while, possibly even up to Q1 2021. And until this outage is cleared, the supply situation in Asia is unlikely to improve. And hence, it seems even more unlikely that the current tight supply in Asia will ease by December. And assuming regional economies will remain on an expansionary track, as they have been in the last month, epoxy demand will not ease either. And this combination of tight supply and healthy demand will just keep epoxy markets very well supported till December and possibly beyond 2021 too.
Well, thanks for your comments and expectations.
No problem. That was a snapshot for Asia. And so, Heidi, how's the epoxy situation in Europe for November?
Yes, well, the market is pretty similar to in Asia. I mean, it's tightened pretty significantly during the month, and prices are moving up fast this month. I mean, supply is tight. It's very dry for both domestic and imported products. And this is due to a combination of factors, unplanned events, Q4 turnarounds, and the demand uptick. Most buyers actually bought quite early for November, so they're pretty covered. But there is a scramble to get any remaining material for those still looking for volume, and prices are significantly higher.
I see. So how did contract or regular business settle in November?
Yeah, well, clearly up was the trend, but the level of increase did vary depending on the settlement timing because the tightness, as the tightness became more pronounced during the course of the month. So what we had was early settlements agreed back in October, saw rollovers in limited cases, and then there was also some moderate double-digit rises. But then as the production issues hit both, in quite a quick succession actually, with Kuktow in China, LG's BPA outage in Korea, then we had the Hexian force majeure declaration and epoxy, both from their Pernis and Duisburg sites, this caused the uptrend in Europe to gain momentum pretty rapidly. So we saw average rises of 110 euros for the November ISIS assessment for regular business. However, there have been larger hikes of up to 200 and even 300 also agreed, although the plus 350 is more for October-November business combined. Also to add that there's one European supplier now announced a further plus 400 euros with effect from earlier this week, and that's for any new business due to a strict order allocation. Asian offers, as you well know, Ateng, are substantially up, and if there's any other volume available. I mean, spot offers were heard from Korea last at 3,000 euro CIF Europe. So really, it's supply security, securing and sourcing the volume is key, and now price is quite a secondary consideration.
I see. How are feedstocks affecting Europe epoxy?
Well, the BPA supply in Europe is tightening, and that's due to a double effect, really, a lack of Asian imports and also increased European export opportunities. And these both these factors are linked directly to the soaring China BPA price. Downstream recovery in Europe and also Q4 turnarounds have also tightened BPA supply. So we've got the tight supply on the one hand, we've also got BPA formula contracts up on feedstock pressure, and we've got a BPA spot prices also rising on tight supply. So we've got the combination of factors also adding additional pressure for epoxy.
That's interesting. So Haley, what would you say is near-term supply outlook for Europe?
Well, I'd say that many suppliers on allocation, or in the case of Hexion and a force majeure. So, I mean, in terms of the year-end slowdown in December, that's unlikely because of the firm and tight epoxy sentiment. We're already seeing the orders for December, which are typically half a month, and now well in excess of this due to supply security concerns. There's also increased buying interest to secure volumes also into Q1 next year. So Hexion's force majeure output disruption is likely to last up to 6 weeks, so well into December. Others have depleted stocks. So if there's no real seasonal slowdown in December, this tightness could carry over well into Q1 next year.
Thanks very
So
much,
watch
Haley.
this space. Thank you, A Teng. Thanks for your comments on Asia as well. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. It's certainly a very interesting and dynamic time in the epoxy world at the moment, and we'll keep a close eye on further developments. So thanks for listening to the ICIS Epoxy podcast, and please head to the ICIS dashboard for more information. Thank you.